MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, it would seem that Johannesburg's landfill system is potentially on the brink of collapse. The closure of the Marie Louise site to general waste, a fire at Robinson Deep, and looming shutdowns at Ennerdale and Grootkoppies are not just threatening the city's waste management, but are also threatening the livelihoods of thousands of reclaimers who've kept these sites alive for decades. With little warning and despite court rulings and government guidelines meant to protect workers, many reclaimers are now facing losing everything. I'm in conversation now with Luyanda Hlatswayo, leader in the African Reclaimers Organization, and let's talk a little bit about what exactly is at stake. Luyanda, a very warm welcome. So maybe let's start with the Marie Louise site. What exactly happened?
Well, officially from the officials, we are told that the landfill has reached its capacity and it can never receive any other waste. General waste can only receive construction waste, which is a problem for us as workers because we survive on general waste. That's your plastic, your paper, and recyclables. So the closure of that actually says there's no more jobs for us. But the biggest problem for us is that the unwillingness of the city and pick it up to properly prepare for such activities. We all know that all landfills are supposed to be closed. The city is supposed to be coming up with other options, either incineration or whatever. But the problem is they are not doing that. They are literally waiting for the landfills just to be full, then find the problem, find a solution when the problem comes. That is the biggest problem. It's facing reclaimers right now. We got work, but it will face the rest of the city in a couple of months.
Let's talk about that consequence in just a moment, but I'm interested to know why you believe the city and also Pick It Up are pushing ahead despite previous court rulings on landfill closure.
There was a plan. I think in the Pick It Up business plan between 2025 and 2026, there was budget allocated for Marie Louise to extend the lifespan through other interventions, from buying alternative land to continue landfilling and for increasing the lifespan of the landfill. And all of that was not done. The issue of Marie Louise has been in talks from 2017. We all knew that Marie Louise was going to close. There was a budget allocated to make sure that there are interventions, but those interventions were not done.
Pick It Up says it's running out of space. Do you think this is a crisis about capacity, or do you think it's about a broader move to privatization?
I strongly believe it's the broader move to privatization, you know, because there was a plan of incineration that is actually supposed to be happening in Robinson, but it's no longer in construction. Construction stopped happening in April. And the five landfills, public landfills, have so much waste, and you can't sit down and wait for them to just fade away. So the plan of privatization is also on the business plan of Pick It Up 2025-2026. So literally moving the agency is not there because there is a plan of privatization. We are not saying privatization is wrong. We are saying there's supposed to be a consultative process because it's our waste, it's our city. There's people working in there. And if the taxpayers' money is going through privatization, it might have an effect on us because now you're also privatizing our jobs. And how do we get included in that? Now, in the guidelines and in the process of the waste picker declaration, it's clearly stipulated that an alternative social plan has to be put in place when these landfills are closed. Those are documents that were written 5 years back. And the city had five full years to sit down and engage with all stakeholders on how do we create a social plan for all workers when that happens. How do we create an alternative plan when the landfills closed, but they failed to do that. Even if there was a budget, nothing happened.
So explain to me then what the African Reclaimers Organization is demanding right now from the city and from Pick It Up.
I think firstly is an immediate solution on making sure that the workers are able to earn a living. That is, many basically saying reopen landfills. Why are we saying that? They gave us a memo a couple of days back saying on the 1st, which was yesterday, the landfill is not going to be receiving general waste. Then immediately the landfill in Robinson starts burning and they're just reopened like that. If the landfill is truly closed because it's full, then why do we make a decision again of getting extra waste to come from Robinson and take it to Mar Louis? So I fail to believe that the landfill is closed. They're intentionally wanting it to be closed.
Are you able to outline for me what environmental risks you believe the city's current plans create for residents?
If you can't, number one, be able to dispose, what will happen if 2 weeks of waste stays in your yard? That is direct. But in a bigger scale, the mismanagement of landfills is very big. The issue is that when a landfill is burning, that is methane coming out in the environment. We've had that experience before in Roodepoort in a depot, where local people in about 5 to 6 kilometer radius, when the landfill burnt, people started getting headaches. People started getting sick. This is here in Johannesburg, in Roodepoort. It happened. And it is a health hazard. Plastic, when it burns, it creates methane. That's flames coming into our bodies. Now imagine 5 landfills that are not properly managed. Imagine an incinerator. Imagine the problems that continue coming because the city is failing to engage the people that are being affected by the problems. So it is a major problem. Privatizing is a problem. Because now if you take all the waste and you take it to a private company, all the money that we are paying to manage the waste is actually going to one company. And the city does have resources of creating its own landfills. Why do we need to actually go to a private entity? A private entity for us is privatizing our jobs.
All right.
Which means we can't be able to work.
Well, we will reach out to the city authorities and to pick it up to get their response. I've been in conversation with Luyanda Hlatswayo, leader in the African Reclaimers Organization.